Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990, or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's SIEGELLendingTeam.com or 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564, complete a 3-minute complimentary survey, and the area-trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to REAP at ronsiegelradio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rate subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and DRENMLS 217037 and 145502 and Cal BRE 01869452 and 1-866-775.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Radio Show, only on Financial News and Talk. Now live in studio, your host, local and national real estate expert and consumer advocate, Ron Siegel.
And hello again. Welcome to Ron Siegel Radio. This is the show. No real boundaries as we discuss current events, financial markets, politics, sports, even poking fun at the rest of the media. This is the show that connects the dots of confusion delivered by conflicting media reports. We connect the dots so you know the actions you can take, how your family or business can benefit from current events. Most of all, thank you for joining me. Before we get into our intriguing content today, please join me in welcoming our featured guest. Linda Eisenman is with us, Preferred Home Brokers. Welcome.
Thank you, Ron. Good morning.
Good morning. Glad to have you with us. And let me remind you, if you ever have any home or finance-related questions, I am the consumer advocate looking out for you. And you can reach out to me directly, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Just remember, that's the number you call anytime for assistance. When you call that number, it comes directly to me first. There are no operators standing by. I am it.
Quiet, numbskulls. I'm broadcasting.
While I do have a great team when it comes to developing a financing plan or plan to save you money, I personally work with you. Even if you don't have any needs today, save this number in your phone for future reference, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. And, of course, we start every morning with a celebration. Looking today, it is National French Toast Day. I think we've got not a whole lot of excitement on that one, especially after Thanksgiving and all the eating that we've been doing. So we're just not too excited there. So let's see if we can get some excitement looking at the markets. Dow Jones Industrial Average up 134 points. Fascinating. And I'm doing this real time, so be aware. We'll see what happens with that number when we see what's happening in the United States Congress once again. It's kind of an interesting scenario. Nancy Pelosi deciding that she's too busy to meet with the President of the United States. They had a meeting on calendar for today, but she decided, I don't think I'm going to show up to that one. We'll cancel. Interesting concept there. But it kind of goes with all the other things that they've been doing in Congress. Oil down 24 cents per barrel. U.S. 10-year Treasury down about 2 basis points. Not a whole heck of a lot of news right there. Also looking at what are the markets on the real estate market, the mortgage markets, where are we at with that one right now? So we're looking at, again, the S&P 500. That's up 12.18, the 10-year Treasury, I told you, down a basis point. The 30-year mortgage-backed securities up 9 basis points, which means rates are down. Anytime you hear that a bond goes up, that means their yield is down. It's just the way it always works. It's a mathematical function. That's why I say it always works that way. Moving right along, looking into new. Well, let's check the markets first. We'll get into the financial world. Incoming Federal Reserve Chairman nominee Jerome Powell testifying before the Senate Banking Committee today. Probably started already. That's in Washington, D.C. Federal Housing Finance Agency, their price index. Now, I'm going to share with you. I love following the FHFA price index. Why do I think the FHFA price index for real estate is much more valuable than any of the other indexes? Well, they're only looking at the conforming loan products or programs. So you're not going to ever find a $1 million property in the comparisons on an FHFA house price number. So single-family homes conforming loan limits rose 0.3% in September. This brought the year-over-year appreciation right down slightly. Now listen to this. You got to be very, very careful when you hear the news tonight, because they're going to tell you that the year-over-year pricing is down. Well, it's down from 6.6%, a gain of 6.6% to a gain of 6.3%. So even though they're going to tell you that the number's down, it's still very, very strong. The Case-Shiller Home Price Index, home prices continue to accelerate. The national index covers 9 U.S. Census divisions, reported a 6.2% annual gain in September, 6.2%. That was up from 6.1% the previous month, and that's going to take into account the higher-priced properties. The 20-city index showed home prices rose 6.2%, on a year-over-year basis. Strongest gains, Seattle, Las Vegas, and San Diego. So right here in our home area, about one of the strongest markets that we have. Let's think about this, because I've been sharing the lunacy of Diana Olick. She comes up, she likes to comment on real estate, yet she never, ever gets it right. She even couldn't have a problem with this one, but let me run this down for you so I can make sure that you've got the right information here. So when we look at real estate prices being up 6.2%, that tells you that a home that's a $100,000 home that went up 6.2% would be having paper appreciation of $6,200. Now, the statistics show us that about 60% of home purchases are done with a 10% down payment. 60% of home purchases are with a 10% down payment. So a $6,200 gain on a $10,000 down payment is actually a 62% gain on your money. You tell me if the Dow Jones or the S&P 500 are up 62%. They're probably not even up 62% in a decade, no less 62% this year alone. So just think about that concept as when we talk about the best investment out there being real estate. Just a thought for you. Moving right along, what else is in the news today? Columbia Sportswear, we've talked about this one. This is very, very telling. For those of you that are in Orange County especially, we've been dealing a lot with a homeless problem in Orange County. Think about this one. Columbia Sportswear, they say they're moving their Portland office. They're closing their Portland office because of death threats and public defecation by homeless people. Portland, Oregon. You think it might be coming to a neighborhood near you? We'll see. I hope not, but some of the statistics, some of the information we're seeing means that there's telling us it may not be a whole long way off. And we're still looking at the fight for 15. Have you heard that one lately? So here's a newest issue coming in. Fight for 15. Walmart has been quietly testing out autonomous floor scrubbers during the overnight shifts in 5 store locations near their headquarters in Bentonville, Arkansas. A spokesperson for Walmart told the news sources that the move was reported by LinkedIn is a very small proof of concept pilot that they are running, and the company still has a lot more to learn about how this technology might work best in their different retail locations. The device is called Emma, creation of San Diego-based startup Brain Corp, uses technology similar to self-driving cars, including extensive cameras, sensors, algorithms, and I don't even know what this means, LIDAR for navigational mapping. And you don't even have to pay Emma $15, no benefits, no time off, no sick leave, no vacations. Emma, Walmart, so much for that $15 an hour. They can pay everybody $15 an hour. They just don't need to hire anybody. Simple thought right there. Other news that we are watching for you today. I'm not even going to talk about the president's comments about Pocahontas yesterday. It's amazing how you keep getting distractions that continue to get everybody watching a different ball that's moving down the road. Looking at the tax cut bills that are going through. Looking at, hopefully by the first week of December, they're thinking they may have that completely done, gone through the conference committees and back out of conference and voted for. So we may, by the time we get to the holiday season, I was going to say it'd be a Christmas gift that everybody gets a tax break, but maybe it'll be done in time for Hanukkah. We're just saying, moving right along. Nancy Pelosi back in the news again. I guess the former president might have had to weigh in on this one.
So I know who's asked to kick.
Yeah, Nancy Pelosi went out on the Sunday shows talking about how great an individual John Conyers was. And then yesterday, Nancy Pelosi's having to backtrack a little bit, talking about that maybe he wasn't such a good guy. Maybe there's more to this problem than they've thought about. Just a thought for you, moving right along. Looks like under President Obama, the EPA may have broken the law. According to the invaluable Judicial Watch, the EPA, Environmental Protection Agency, flouted the law during the Obama years. EPA mandarins illegally used social media to promote the agency's priorities. You can't do that. And conservative groups, they're targeting Robert Mueller. Just a little more information right there. Luis Gutierrez stepping down, not going to run for re-election to Congress. Thought that was a fascinating story. And I saw one other in here that I thought might just be another interesting story, being that we are at the holiday season. Are you looking for that gift for the person that has everything? Tiffany & Company. Company's Christmas catalog includes I can't imagine this one. This one just baffles me. Are you ready for this? a $300 yo-yo, a $350 straw, and if those are within your budget, how about a $9,000 ball of yarn?
Ow!
Yeah, I can't imagine a $9,000 ball of yarn. What do you do with it? Do you give that to your cat or something? What do you do with a $9,000 ball of yarn? I can't figure that one out. I'm just a simple guy. You are listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. When we come back, low interest rates have a high impact on your purchasing power. Can I get a car loan if I have no credit? Avoid home service scams with some tips that we're going to give you, and 90 days to a career in real estate. All that and more. You can reach us anytime. Our off-air number, it is 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/Ron Siegel Radio, on Twitter at Ron Siegel. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams, or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey, and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Did you know that banks and credit bureaus are rewarded financially if you have bad credit? And the worse your credit score is, the more money they can make off of you? How does that make you feel, knowing that banks are getting rich off of your hard-earned money? How does it make you feel, knowing that if a bank or a credit bureau makes a mistake on your credit report, benefit from it, and it hurts you? The Fair Credit Report Act of 1971 requires banks and credit bureaus to report only accurate information, and nearly 100% of all credit reports are inaccurate. If you're sick and tired of being broke and tired of being robbed by the banks, you owe it to yourself and to your family to call Rondi. Rondi is a FICO-certified credit professional and has helped thousands of people just like you get out of debt and establish great credit. Rondi's number is 855-608-1990. Again, that's 855-608-1990. Or visit creditsanitizer.com. Again, that website is creditsanitizer.com.
Are you a veteran, own a home, and need money? The Siegel Lending Team is here to help veterans refinance and get the money they need. The VA 100 lets you borrow up to 100% of your home's value, refinance your mortgages, consolidate credit cards, and lower your payments by an average of $700 a month. And the Siegel Lending Team knows that character means more than a credit score. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Rate subject exchange without notice, licensed by the California Department of Corporations, NMLS 21037, and DRE number 01869452.
Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, the real-time real estate segment today. Being brought to you by the area-trusted real estate professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Text NEST, NEST to 79564. find your dream home before someone else does. You put in your information there. Where are you looking to buy? Where do you want to live? How many bedrooms? How many bathrooms? Price range. And you'll start getting text messages whenever something hits the market that is in your target zone. And don't tell them I told you at our office. Text the word NEST to Ron Siegel Radio. Just send the word NEST. Email ron@ronsiegelradio.com. And you can just put in there your address if you want us to send an email to you or a text message to you every time a property sells in your neighborhood. Just give a little bit of information there. Low interest rates have a high impact on purchasing power is the subject today. According to Freddie Mac's latest primary mortgage market survey, interest rates for a 30-year fixed rate mortgage currently 3.92%, which is still near record lows in comparison to recent history. 3.92 is the Freddie Mac number. That's an amazing number when you think about it. I think I've shared with you before, my first time I bought a house, double digits interest rate. Holy cow. Interest rate you secure when buying a home not only greatly impacts your monthly housing costs, also impacts purchasing power. Purchasing power, simply put, is the amount of home you can afford to buy for the budget you have available to spend. As rates increase, the price of the house you can afford will decrease if you plan to stay within a certain monthly housing budget. So I shared a chart earlier today on the social media channels of what if you're looking at a $400,000 home or $400,000 loan, 3.75% interest, you're looking at $1,852 a month. At 5.25%, that's $2,200 a month. So you're looking at almost 20% more in payment right there. So your purchasing power drops. So if you want to maintain an $1,852 budget and interest rates go up to 4.75%, your $400,000 home just became a $360,000 budget. Now think about that, because I already shared with you the numbers that just came out this morning at 6.2% annual appreciation. So properties are going up, your purchasing power is going down. That means you better be acting right away. If you're thinking about buying a house, don't wait. That's the bottom line here. That is the real-time real estate segment. Again, brought to you by the area trusted real estate professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Text NEST, N-E-S-T, to 79564. Find that dream home before someone else does. So this morning I thought it would be interesting. I hear a lot of folks at this time of year, and I get tons of questions about goal setting and budgets and career changes and opportunities. And I hear people saying, you know, that real estate's a great career. You make boatloads of money. And I would say that there is an opportunity to make money, but there's no way in the world. There's nothing that I know of. And, you know, I've only been around 55 years, so I don't know everything. I'm just a newcomer. But I don't know any way that you can make boatloads of money by doing absolutely nothing. Real estate is no different. It is a job. You have to get up every day, go to work every day. And if you want to be successful, it takes a lot of hours. But I wanted to chat with Linda Eisenman, Preferred Home Brokers, about this whole concept, Linda. And I don't want to get too granular. I don't want to be too specific. Right? We're not doing a career counseling day.
Good.
But, you know, there's so many things in this world nowadays that need licensing. Real estate, license, no license. Is it difficult?
Is it difficult obtaining a real estate license? No. Real estate is something that's very, very easy actually to get into for somebody to enter into the real estate business. Staying in real estate, staying long term, that's an entirely different situation.
Well, you know what I think part of the problem is, and I'll throw it to you to see if you concur, because I know you've trained a lot of people.
I have.
A lot of people get into it because they think it's an easy buck and it's a get-rich-quick scheme. And I don't think there are any of those, are there?
Well, that's true. A lot of people think they can also do it part-time.
Right.
And I'm one of those in the very beginning. I had two very small children, and I thought, oh, real estate, that's something I can do part-time. Didn't happen.
So are you able to make spare time change, so to speak, doing it part-time, or should you just not even consider it?
You know, it's one of those things that unless you're really going to stay on top of it, doing a transaction every now and then can actually be a dangerous thing.
How so?
And the reason for it is because things change in the business, as we know. Laws change. The market changes more than anything else. Probably the market changes along with new law requirements.
And, you know, we talk about this all the time. Real estate or any a person's home, no matter whether it's a $150,000 mobile or a $10 million home, it's an individual's castle.
Absolutely. Right. For most of us, Ron, it's our biggest single investment we'll ever make, period. Regardless, irrespective of the price range, it's usually the biggest single investment we make.
And it's amazing how that is, yet, you know, the barrier to entry. I share this all the time, and maybe you've got a different thought about it than I do. It takes 18 months to get a license to cut hair.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you can probably get a real estate license in 90 days.
Yes, you can.
And I don't know about today. I'm sure that you would not know this answer either, so I'm not going to put you on the spot because you got your license well before I got mine.
Okay.
But I got mine about 3 years ago, and there's not one thing that was on the test that I've ever used since. You know, track size and water districts, and I don't know that you really need that stuff. That's not the main issue of what you're going to need to be successful.
Unfortunately, you're right. There are very, very few times that there's been anything at all that's been on the real estate exam that I have used in the everyday world of real estate. And there's been a few times when I've had a discussion with somebody, another agent, for example, in particular, and a topic will come up. And I said, well, do you remember that on the real estate exam? And they'll say, no, I didn't. Because there's one, I mean, very, very few things do we ever come across that are on the exam itself.
So the question then becomes, if I want to get into real estate as a career and, you know, do it legitimately,
mm-hmm.
you know, most people think, and I'll be very candid. My wife said to me that she was thinking about getting her license because she wanted to know what she was doing. And I said, well, getting a license does not teach you what you're doing. I've had mine for a few years now and I'm not qualified to write a contract. I would say that right off. I don't know enough. Where does somebody go to get educated?
Well, first of all, I couldn't agree with you more as far as, and I kind of thought the same thing at one time, that it'd be nice to have my license because I'll know more. That's not necessarily true. It's not true at all, actually, unfortunately. And, you know, I kind of look at it like somebody passing a driver's test, a written test.
Okay.
Not that they know how to get behind the wheel, but they can pass a written test.
That's a great analogy.
It is, and it's the same thing in real estate. It's totally applicable to real estate.
That is such a great analogy because, right, I mean, because you can know what all the laws are, but that doesn't mean you can implement.
Very true.
Right? So,
very true.
So what does somebody do? I mean, because the schools don't teach it. The real estate board isn't teaching it. What do you do?
Well, one of the best things about real estate today, there are so many educational opportunities. There are live opportunities to participate in. There's online opportunities. There's not a week goes by that I'm not on somebody's webinar, and it's usually two webinars a week, for example.
No, wait, back up right there. I'm not going to put you on the spot, but I've heard that you've been in real estate more than 5 years.
Yes, you're right. You're right.
I'm just kidding around because I know that you've been in real estate a long time.
I've been in real estate for more than 40 years.
More than?
And I've been a broker, actually an active broker for over 40 years, an office owner.
So in real estate and an active owner over 40 years, and you're on webinars twice a week getting educated.
Absolutely. You've got to be a lifelong learner when it comes to real estate. I don't know at all. And laws change. Things do change, like I mentioned before. And there's always something to learn. Always.
See, that's fascinating to me because so many people think, well, you know, I've got my license and you know, I can help my mother buy a house. Right? And you're doing this over 40 years and still need to get educated. And I say this all the time. No, I couldn't go out. You know, I used to have my license to be a stockbroker.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I would be doing that 14, 15 hours a day, 16 hours a day, right?
Sounds like real estate.
Right? Same as any yeah. other industry that you're really good at. And then somebody would come along and say, well, I'm a day trader and I can do it in a half hour a day. Right? You're in real estate. You're getting educated still after 40 years. And you don't know it all because you have to stay on top of it. Yet somebody thinks, well, I got my license, so I could be on par with Linda. Doesn't make any sense.
It doesn't. Like I said, you have to be a lifelong learner. Actually, I think to be a lifelong learner in almost anything in life that you want to excel in. And you know, Ron, I'm a student, but I'm also a teacher. I have been an instructor for our Association of Realtors, a new member instructor, and I loved doing that class. That was for brand new agents just joining our association.
So are the, is the association the place that one could go to get the fundamental foundation of doing something?
Not necessarily. Ours was actually an orientation, and it was orientation, number one, to organize real estate. Your local association, your state association, and your national association. Also, one of the things that we taught were the MLS rules and regulations.
Oh, yeah, MLS, what is that?
The Multiple Listing Service rules and regulations, the guidelines that we all have to comply with.
Okay, and I think there they also have, from what I recall, an ethics class.
Oh, yes, absolutely.
So does everybody have to go through those courses?
Yes, you do. And actually, I believe your renewal every 4 years, I think there's an ethics class that you have to take.
So at least there is some sort of a foundation that we can anticipate.
Yes.
We're going to talk more with Linda Eisenman about this when we come back. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. Good morning, Zach, Tom, Brent. I'm going to read your comment in just a minute here. I'm glad to see you there. Janice, glad to see you as well. A few shout-outs to folks. Glad to see you all with us. We appreciate you listening. When we come back, we're going to talk about, can I get a car loan if I have no credit, avoid home service scams, mentoring, and what is the cost to get it to start a career in real estate? We'll talk about that with Linda Eisenman when we come back as well. You can reach us anytime. Off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us. Facebook.com/Ron Siegel Radio, on Twitter at Ron Siegel. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
Siegel Lending Team offers you buying power. Let's say you can afford a monthly mortgage payment, including principal and interest, of around $1,900. With today's rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage of 3.75%, APR 3.85%, that payment could support a $416,000 mortgage. But if you wait and rates tick up to around 6.5%, which is roughly the average home mortgage rate over the past 30 years, that same $1,900 mortgage payment, including principal and interest, may only be able to support a $314,000 mortgage. That's over $100,000 worth of home you're missing out on by waiting. That's buying power. All you need to do to get started is reach out to the Siegel Lending Team at 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Payment example excludes taxes and insurance. Call us for full details. 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990. Or SiegelLendingTeam.com. Equal housing lender. Licensed under NMLS number 217037.
Are you purchasing or own a luxury home? If you're like so many others, your home is your largest asset and the mortgage is your largest debt. The Siegel Lending Team has some amazing financing opportunities right now. Jumbo loans up to $2 million, 30-year rates below 4%, 15-year rates near 3.5%, and if you can believe it, 7-year interest-only hybrids in low threes. The Siegel Lending Team has all the options for your jumbo or second home loan requirements. Take advantage of them while you can. To learn more about all the other financing products available from the Siegel Lending Team, call 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Again, call 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender.
Homeowners that are 62 and older are about to find out a great way to live a better retirement. It's called a reverse mortgage, and SLT can help you learn more. Call the Siegel Lending Team at 800-306-1990 right now to receive your free booklet with no obligation. It answers questions like how a reverse mortgage works, how much you qualify for, the ways to receive your money, and more. When you call the experts at Siegel Lending Team today, you'll learn the benefits of a government-insured reverse mortgage, how it will eliminate your monthly mortgage payments, and give you tax-free cash from the equity in your home. Here's the best part. You still own your home. Now is the best time to take control of your retirement. Call 800-306-1990. That's 800-306-1990 to get your free brochure. Call today or visit our website at SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Or simply call 800-306-1990.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert, Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message. And as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The Your Credit Matters segment today being brought to you by CreditSanitizer.com. You have a credit report, it is wrong. What are you doing about it? Credit Sanitizer has the solutions for you. Can I get a car loan if I have no credit? That becomes kind of a difficult thing. Here's the idea of a car loan with no credit is almost the same as trying to buy a house with no credit. Start with a process. Start with a plan. So the first step, if you want to get a car loan with no credit, go and see what you can get approved for. So get pre-approved, just like you do with a house. You're going to get a thin, what they call a thin credit profile. Talk to either your local bank that you deal with, a credit union that you might deal with. There are a number of places you can go online and take a look at that. So start there. See what they say. Then you know what you can afford. Don't overspend. That's the key to it right there. And I've shared this with you. A good friend of mine won't say this publicly, but I do. He owned two major brand car dealerships. And he used to say frequently that buy used cars. There are plenty of used cars out there that you can get with very, very low mileage. And there's a lot of information that you can get on them nowadays. So that way you don't have to pay for the initial depreciation. Negotiate a good price on that car. Choose the right car. Make sure it's affordable. Don't let the interest rate scare you off. Remember, as you build your credit, you can refinance your car just like you can your house. Don't overextend yourself. Same thing. Remember Jeff Ball, he's been on here with us, owner of Friendly Hills or CEO of Friendly Hills Bank. If you've got a car that's only got a five-year lifespan, don't take a 10-year loan. Doesn't make any sense. And give yourself some credit. Build that credit. Buy something smaller. Don't go get a cosigner if you can possibly help it. Try and get something that's within your budget that you can afford. That is the Your Credit Matters segment, again, brought to you by CreditSanitizer.com. We are continuing our conversation this morning with Linda Eisenman, Preferred Home Brokers. We're chatting about the business of real estate. Are you looking for a new career? Are you tired of your career? Are you upset by your career? And I'm not suggesting that real estate is the right answer for you. I don't say it's right for anybody. If it's something that you're passionate about, whatever you find as a career, it should always, always, always be something you're passionate about. Think about that concept. I'll throw this to you, Linda. Do you go to work? Do you ever go to work or being in its passion? Is it really something you look forward to doing every day?
I do. I actually do.
I don't think you could do it for the amount of time that you've done it.
You're right.
And help the number of people both. I think that what ends up happening is if you weren't passionate about what you do, you might go out and sell real estate to help some families and help your family. When it becomes the passion level that you're at, you're helping other people to kind of multiply and really build that base of a legacy.
That's true.
It is.
You're right on track. I have to tell you, I still love my job. I love my job. After 40 years, I love what I do.
Interesting. Okay, great concept. I'm really, really appreciative of that. I thought that was the case, and so many people are, I think, miss that portion of it.
Well, real estate, it's just not for everyone, without a doubt. And that's one of the reasons we have such a high turnover rate.
Really?
Absolutely.
Interesting. Okay, so let's continue our conversation here that we've been chatting about with the concept of getting into this as a career. We talked about licensing. There's not a whole lot of a barrier to entry there. You're not going to get the education to go out and do the transactions through the licensing process. You might get some education through the local real estate boards.
You'll get some initial education. I mean, there are ongoing classes. Fortunately, the association that I belong to here in Southern California is one of the largest, and they have a great deal of ongoing educational opportunities. However, I'm guessing that probably fewer than 5% of the overall membership takes advantage of those courses. And I have to tell you, when I go to those, I see a lot of the same people. In other words, those are the people that I mentioned before that realize that you have to be a lifelong learner in this business.
Interesting, because I know I've taught some of the courses, you know, in marketing aspects at some of the boards. And it's fascinating because the same thing that you're saying at from the consumer side or the pupil side, and I know you've taught them it as well. I see from, you know, from the presenter side, I see the same people over and over again. They're still trying to get more knowledge. They're just trying to keep up on what's the latest and the greatest. And they're doing that for their clients.
True.
Right? I mean, at this stage, I think that you probably could go to through the contract with a client or a consumer, a family, you know, like the back of your hand. But it's those new things that are coming out to try and stay on top of the industry that keeps you vibrant.
Without a doubt. Without a doubt. You know, can we talk a minute about the contract?
Sure.
Our California contract is so inclusive. It is so detailed. And that really is something that an agent does need to know, like the back of his or her hand. And it does change from time to time. However, the fundamentals are usually there. But knowing that contract inside and out, backwards and forwards, is essential when it comes to negotiating for your client, representing your clients, and throughout that entire transaction. Because I have had agents say, well, your seller has to do this or your buyer has to do that. And I'll say, well, show us where in the contract it says that. Exactly. Point that out in that contract and let me know where it says that.
So they're going based on what they their perception of an industry standard is as opposed to what the written agreement is.
Yes.
And in real estate, from my days way back at Chapman College in the law group, if it's over a $1,000 contract, it must be written.
Got to be in writing.
So the other parts. So where do you go to learn that? I mean, I had this conversation at Open House the other day. I said that with our new Fast Pass that Gold Star has, it allows a real estate professional to check box J4, page 2 of the contract. And they knew exactly what that was. 90% of the agents have no clue what that means. Where does one go to learn that? Is that something you're going to get at the local real estate office or the real estate board, I mean?
Not the board. When you say the board, I'm assuming you mean the association.
Right.
It has nothing to do with the state of California.
Correct.
It's a trade association.
Right, okay.
It's a trade association.
Glad you corrected that.
That's okay. To be a realtor, you have to be a member of the trade association.
Okay.
There's a lot of licensees out there, but being a realtor, and it's not realtor, it's realtor. And I wish people would learn how to pronounce it. But
I have one lady that I see that calls a realtor.
Yeah. I've been called a few different things, but no. There's so many educational offerings available through the Real Estate Association if one chooses to take advantage of those. And those are not necessarily required courses. Those are courses that we all pay for. Every one of us continues to pay for ongoing education.
And just in Southern California, I certainly don't know all of them, but I think I can, off the top of my head, I could probably name 10, right? 10 associations that are probably within 50 miles of us here in, or maybe 60 miles of us here in North Orange County.
Mm-hmm. You're right.
Right?
Actually, Pacific West is one that is probably one of the largest.
Is it really? Okay.
Pacific West Association of Realtors. It's a very, very large association. And we have regional multiple MLSs nowadays. In other words, regional multiple listing services. At one time, associations, we used to call them real estate boards, but they're really trade associations, were much smaller, and they were maybe one or two cities combined, for example. But because of regionalization, we're a very large association at this time in our Southern California market.
Okay, so does one have to be a member, if one wants to be a realtor, do they have to be a member of every association?
No. Basically, if you're a member of your local association, you will also be a member of the California Association of Realtors, which is another one, and a member of the National Association of Realtors. There are people who are licensees, but they are not realtors.
Interesting. So you want to make sure they've got that little R with a circle on their business card, because that's what's going to tell you whether they're a realtor, whether they've gone through those ethics classes, whether they've gone through those educational classes. Or at least a baseline of them.
Well, for most people, unfortunately, it's a baseline. These are additional classes that you can take. You're not necessarily required to take unless it's part of your renewal process, which is every 4 years.
Interesting. So what is the, you know, if I really want to get into this and do it right, you know, I just had a gentleman, actually one of my son's friends, and he was going to college. He decided he wanted to get into real estate. Mm-hmm. He came over and I was chatting with him. And my comment was, get your license and then my personal opinion is find a small shop, small real estate broker office, and who has a broker there that has some sort of a mentoring program. Get a smaller cut. Don't worry about what your commission is, but get a foundation and learn. Is there a better way than what my counsel was?
No, I think that's very good. There are some large companies, though, that do have training. And however, the problem is their training, but, you know, it might be 1 week, it might be 2 weeks of training, and they're pretty much cut loose at that point. Just depends upon the company. And I think if somebody's a brand new licensee, they want to go out and interview with several different brokers, not just one, not just two, but, you know, find out what the training opportunities are for them and also the office philosophy. Because the office, it's not just about doing deals. You're talking about helping somebody get into home ownership, which is usually a foundation. It's a fundamental,
it's a basis. And I heard somebody say this the other day, and I think you'll concur with this, Linda, is you have to have the thought process that I'm out there to help a family. I'm not doing a transaction. I'm not talking to a client. You know, this is a family that I'm helping.
It's not about doing deals,
right?
Is what you're getting at.
Yeah.
And you're right.
Yeah, it's all about helping the family move to the next. So we're going to talk further with Linda Eisenman when we come back. You're listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. Avoid home service scams. We'll chat about that as well when we come back. You can reach me anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990 or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on Twitter @ronsiegel. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few.
In the middle of our street, our house. In the middle of our...
Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10%+ return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey, and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Most businesses struggle to get the online reviews they need to get a competitive edge over their competition. Rex is a brand new technology that uses text messages to direct happy clients to your online review sites, Zillow, Google, Facebook, and Yelp, and unhappy clients to a private survey so businesses can win more customers. Try Rex today by going to www.meetrex.com.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's SIEGEL LendingTeam.com. Or 1-800-306-1990. Rate subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to reap@ronsiegelradio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Rate subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145502 and Cal BRE 01869452 and 1-866-775.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Show with local and national expert Ron Siegel. Now, here's Ron.
Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That's my message, and as your consumer advocate, I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990. 800-306-1990. The Word on Wealth segment today being brought to you by our friends at Gold Star Mortgage. They are the only ones that I know of that have the fast pass loan approval. Fast pass loan approval means your real estate professional does not or has the opportunity to check box J4 on the real estate contract. That means no loan contingencies. I've shared this with you before. The first two items that a seller is concerned with when they're looking at a real estate contract, and it's not my research, it's just industry research. They want to know the price and they want to know the contingencies. Well, if there's no loan contingency, you might get moved to the top of the list. Your agent might even suggest that property be given a higher weight of closing because there's no loan contingency. It goes to the line where there's similar to cash offers. Just a thought for you to understand that if there is a difference on what the pre-qualification, pre-approval, and approved, totally different items. Home service scams. Here are some tips to be aware of about home service. I hate always going through all these scam items, but these are just crazy things that we get. And at this time of year, I just heard this earlier this morning, actually, on one of the news broadcasts. $6.6 billion of online purchases yesterday. $6.6 billion. So do you think that you might get some of the crooks out there coming around right now trying to steal the packages off your porch? Just a thought for you. So when you're dealing with somebody, when you're going to buy something, how about the thought of checking online reviews? There are a lot of different places. Now, I'm going to share with you that it's not going to be something that's popular. Don't go to Yelp. Because if you get involved in advertising on Yelp and you stop advertising, they push you down to the bottom of their review section. It's just part of their business model. They have the right to do it. But you need to be aware of it. If somebody's trying to pressure you to take action, run away from them. Run away from them as quickly as you possibly can. There's no high pressure. There's no, if it's either buy the windows today or you're not going to ever get this deal again, take your chances. I'm sure they'll come back. Check their credentials. Linda and I were talking earlier, maybe before the broadcast, about licensing. You're watching the license of who you're dealing with. Look out for drive-by scams. People coming by and having something. I just found this on my truck. Your neighbor didn't accept the order. Do not pay in full up front. Have some recourse. Try and pay with a credit card whenever possible. Then you've got some serious recourse. And if something smells fishy, be very, very careful. That is the Word on Wealth segment, again, brought to you by Gold Star Mortgage. We're continuing our conversation with Linda Eisenman this morning. We are chatting about real estate as a career. And Linda, I think that you'll concur, if done right, real estate can be a very, very fulfilling career.
It can be.
I thought you would be, because I didn't think you'd be doing it for 40 years without it being something like
You're
that.
You're right. You're absolutely right.
So before the break, we spoke, and I don't want to recap everything that we've done already this morning, but the idea here is you're talking about if you're new, getting into the industry, talking to several brokers, but here's my issue. I don't know what to ask. So no one wants to get false impressions, right? I mean, if somebody tells you, just like we shared in that last story, if somebody says, well, you can make a boatload of money and you only have to work an hour a week, it's probably something run.
It's not going to happen.
Right? So what do I want to know?
You know, I think one of the things that's really important for me as an individual broker and the other people that I'm working with is your business philosophy. And a little while ago, I said, you know, it's just not about doing deals. It's about understanding the brokerage's business philosophy. And one of the things that we look to each time we have an issue on a transaction, and we do, we're problem solvers. Things come up every single day that we have to help resolve. The way in which we do that is we have to ask ourselves, what is in the best long-term interest of our consumer? Meaning the client we represent,
sure.
Whether it's a buyer or a seller, what's in their best long-term interest? And there's times that, we look at that sometimes when we get a counteroffer, and we might get a counteroffer on a lot of different terms and not just the price. And by the way, writing a successful offer or for a seller, accepting a successful offer isn't always about the bottom line price. Absolutely not. You've got a lot of different aspects that you want to consider.
A lot of people have that misconception. They think it's all price.
It's not. It's not. Very often we have had situations where a seller has accepted something that's a little bit lower than somebody else's offer. And there's a lot of other really compelling reasons for that. You need to look at the entire contract as a whole. But getting back to choosing a brokerage, and that's part of finding out the business philosophy. You might have a very large company that your perception, it has a great deal to offer. And sometimes they do, is when it comes to training, for example. Advertising isn't the same issue today as it was in the past, because most of the agents, as far as marketing, most of the agents market their own properties to a great deal. And a lot of it is online marketing. You know, we know now the print media is almost non-existent. So advertising isn't as big of an issue I see today as it has been in the past. But understanding the business philosophy, understanding management philosophy, and also, are you going to have somebody in management that is actually available for you when you have a need, when you have a question, whether it's after hours, it's on the weekend, do you have somebody available that you can go to?
That's some great, great guidance right there, because I went to a company at one point, and one of the big selling points in my mind, they didn't use it as a selling point, was the company culture, right? I mean, do the people have the consumer, the family's best interest at heart? You mentioned that. Is it someplace where I look forward to going and being with the people, or are there a bunch of crabs there?
Right.
Right? I mean, because if you're doing this right, real estate especially, I mean, there's a lot of careers. You go and you work for the big bank on the corner, they've got fixed hours. You know what they are. Real estate, you're kind of at the mercy of when the family can talk to you and when you can get a hold of the other side.
That's true.
Right? So it's not necessarily that you can just say, well, I'm going to only work from 8 to 5.
Very true.
So, and your comment there, availability of getting a hold of the whoever your mentor is, leader is, teacher is, trainer, that's a big issue.
That's so important. You might be an agent representing a buyer, and there are multiple contracts, there are multiple offers on a property, and you're getting a counteroffer back, and you have an issue with that counteroffer that you need to address or you need to better understand. You're going to need somebody at times to go to ask them about whatever that particular issue might be.
I'm going to suggest I've been in the lending side for probably about 20 years, maybe more than 20 years now. So, and still to this day, you know, we'll look at a transaction and, you know, we're looking at papers, looking at numbers, and you throw it at my partner and say, did I miss something here?
Mm-hmm.
Do you have that in real estate after 40 years?
Well, actually you do from time to time. I mean, you want to check and double check, and recheck just to make sure that you are not missing anything.
And that just only goes if you've got that culture and organization where you've got people that you trust and are comfortable with.
And well-trained.
And trained, absolutely.
Well-trained, absolutely.
So it's going to be the bottom line. Now, here's the last question I want to throw at you. seed money? What do I need to do to sustain myself?
Oh, gosh, that's such a good question. Well, number one, it's going to depend upon what your liabilities are.
You know,
if you've got a mortgage payment, and most of us do or have had. And it's a matter of having enough income set aside to where you don't have to necessarily count on real estate for a minimum of 6 months.
6 months, okay.
Absolute minimum of 6 months.
And I'm going to submit, we've got to run, but that if you have that aside, you're going to make maybe a better decisions for the family that you're helping, because you're not trying to make sure that you can go to lunch and get a meal today.
It's not based on you making your mortgage payment, I can tell you that.
Absolutely. Great information as always. If you want more information on a career in real estate, give us a call, 800-306-1990. We'll put you in touch with some of the people that we think are best in the industry to serve you and your family. Be sure to set that first radio preset button to come back here every day to join Ron Siegel Radio, where we only speak about items affecting your house and your bank account. Thanks to all of our sponsors. A big thanks to John, who's engineering us today. And, of course, a special thanks to you for spending a little bit of your time with us. That's all for Ron Siegel Radio. Again, if you have any questions or to meet any of our guests, call me anytime. 800-306-1990. 800-306-1990 or ronsiegelradio.com. And remember, make a lot of money so you can help a lot of people and have a lot of fun. Have a great day. We'll talk to you next time on Ron Siegel Radio.